tell you something, baby. Oh, it's good for you. Get you a pool. Get you a pool on this. Get you a pool. Get you a pool on this. Not too sweet and not too sour. Just a little shot from a mason jar. Grandma, she like it. Grandpa does too. Let me tell you something, baby. Get you a pool. Get you a pool on this. Get you a pool. Get you a pool on this. Get you a pool. Get you a pool on this.
Excellent. I was so excited. I jumped right in on you. Excellent. That's great. That's the lead-off track called Get Your Pull from your debut album for Delmark Records, the Corey Dennison Band in the studio. Corey Dennison on guitar, Nick Skilnick on bass. You know, I've got this cold. Does that get you pull? Will that help me out with my throat?
That'll help you out. That'll help you out big time, man.
So tell me, we were talking here. Thanks so much for coming in on a rainy, funky night.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're happy to be here. Thank you.
And this is a real life record. So talk about that track.
Yeah, get you pull. You know, like that's about Granny's special medicine. You know, I mean, my grandmother has been making this stuff since she was about 17 years old, and my mom made it one day, and I was like, what are you making? You know, she's making it for Christmas presents. I'm like, whoa. And it's pretty much just like, the best way to put it is, it's like tears of an angel in a bottle. You know, I mean, it's like, I mean, it's apple pie stuff. It's like magic, magical unicorn tears. But man, when it hits you, and it tastes better than your grandmother's apple pie. And this recipe that my mom has been handed down for years, you know. And I tried it, and I gave it away as presents one time. And man, some of the guys in the Kinch Report don't even remember the day.
We got to stay in touch.
I got you. I'll get you about it. I'll make you a special batch.
Now, you tell us about your roots. I mean, you're from Chattanooga. I mean, where does this come from?
Yes, sir. I was born in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Raised in Soddy Daisy, Tennessee, which nobody knows where that's at. Yeah. And my grandmother is from Tennessee, and she grew up on Mowbray Mountain. And it's pretty from around that area. I want to say it's southeast of Chattanooga, I believe. I don't remember. I'm bad at demographics.
Yeah.
It's mountain. It's mountain medicine, man. Yeah. It ain't no joke.
Now, you know, I listen to records, and sometimes I don't look at any of the notes, or I don't look at any of the PR stuff. I just put the record on. And this record just jumped out at me. You know, you were born in 1975. I know you played with Carl Weathersby.
Yes, sir.
But what I like about this record is just how diverse it is, and there's so many different types of sounds on this record. Where does that come from?
I owe a lot of that. I owe everything that I listen to, everything that I know about blues and music in general, whether it be soul music, you know, pop music, but blues and soul music in general, I owe to Carl. You know, I mean,
Carl Weathersby.
I owe him more than words can say. You know, I mean, I just don't know how to say it, but I mean, there were times when he'd be like, "You hear that? Yeah, download that." You know, and I remember one night I was sitting at home, I was playing a video game, and he called me and said, "I need you to get Isaac Hayes' whole catalog." I said, "Okay." So I downloaded all the Isaac Hayes records I could find off of iTunes and Amazon, and I learned two songs off of like 26 records. And I was like, "You couldn't have told me just these two songs?" But I didn't realize what he was doing. You know, to me, he was letting me listening to everything. And like, you know, I'm 40 years old. I'm fairly young. You know, I'm still a young buck, but I sit and listen to the Bloodstones and, you know, all these soul acts, Northern soul music from Chicago and stuff, and the, you know, the Carpenters, and I'm not talking about the Controllers and stuff like that. You know, my record collection is probably, I don't know, I want to say 6,000, 7,000 strong, like CDs, and it ranges from the Controllers and Bloodstone to Slayer, South in Heaven. You know, I mean, it just goes everywhere, every direction.
He's not joking.
Yeah,
it goes everywhere.
Yeah, you cover, and I know, like, you cover like Sly Stone in concert, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Everyday People.
And, yeah, Everyday yeah. People, and
we do Temptations, a lot of classic blues, soul, R&B stuff as well.
You know, and every once in a while, when we get a lot of young kids in the audience, like at the Kingston Mines, we get a lot of young college kids, and they don't really know what's going on. I'll grab them, smack them around. I'll do like a little homage to like Dimebag Darrell, or, you know, I mean, I'll smack them.
A little Metallica tribute.
You know, and they're like, "Wait a minute," and then we go into something, you know.
So I should say this. You're at Kingston Mines on every Monday. You're there Monday and Wednesday?
Yes, every Monday and Wednesday. Monday we start at 8 o'clock.
Right.
And we're there till 3:30. And then Wednesday we start at 10:30.
And I have here, are you going to be at Legends this week on May 5th?
Yes.
Thursday night, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be going at 9:30, yeah.
Yep.
You're busy.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, very busy.
You know, this is important. All the years I've been writing about the blues, I was always critical of people who put the blues in like just a time frame and in a certain place, and I just love it when people expand on the definition of blues. Did you find that an issue with club owners or certain people in the audience, or people have open ears to the way you're diversifying the sound?
Well, you know, I've had several people tell me that I don't know what I'm doing, or I don't really know. You know, like in that, what's that movie when they said, "You can't hear Jimmy," you know, "You don't know nothing about Jimmy. You can't hear Jimmy." But I hear that all the time, you know, but it's like, you know, I didn't grow up when you did. These songs off my record are songs off from my life. These are my adventures. These are my stories. And what I got from Carl, one of the things I got from Carl is, you know, there's a, you know, Howlin' Wolf played Killing Floor the way he played it, and they told that story about Killing Floor because that's what was going on in that time. Well, I can kind of agree with it and kind of, you know, get into what he's saying, but I don't really, I could never really get into, like, not even get in, but like comprehend maybe, or, but you know, couldn't become one with it, but I can, you know, hopefully somebody can understand what's going on with City Lights or Tugboat, or, you know, it's a new year, it's a new era, it's a new blues, you know, in my opinion. It's all stories of life and stories of, you know, your achievements and your everything else.
Didn't Willie Dixon say that? Like, blues is life.
The
blues,
yeah, is life. Absolutely. It's yeah. life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No matter where you're from or what you're doing, yeah. it's about life. And everyone goes through ups and downs in life. Yeah. So yeah. everyone knows that feeling yeah. of blues.
Nick, how'd you join the band, Nick?
I was actually a longtime fan of Mr. Dennison here. I worked security for 8 years at Buddy Guy's Club.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I started when I was 21, and I was blessed because it, you know, it put me in the right place at the right time. And at the age of 21, I decided I really like this. I want to get into this. And, you know, I was at the right spot being at the front door of Buddy Guy's. And I used to be a huge fan of Carl Weathersby's band. And, of course, Corey used to come down all the time, and that's how I got to know Corey. We started talking, you know. We're younger guys on the blues scene, and about 4 years ago, Corey gave me a call, and he said, listen, I'm starting my own band, and I want you to play bass, and I was honored, and we've been here, and it's been about 4 years now this summer, yeah. and yeah, I'm happy to be here, yeah.
And it all fit in with, again, the diverse nature of the music fit into what you were doing, what you were looking for?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I love soul and R&B, and me and Corey, we share many similar styles of music influences as well. I mean, just even aside from, you know, soul and R&B music, we like all kinds of different stuff. Like I said, Corey likes a lot of metal music, and we'll listen to all kinds of different random, even country, all kinds of stuff.
We're on the road, we listen.
Yeah, we listen to all, not your typical typical blues man van.
I bet you saw a lot of celebrities at the door at Buddy Guy's. Did you ever see Tom Skilling? I'm supposed to ask that question.
I did not. Unfortunately, I did not see Mr.
Okay,
Skilling.
Okay, wait a minute.
I am his number one fan.
You are
though,
his number one fan.
And I'm a huge fan of WGN.
Yeah.
Did you not tell me at one time you wrote Tom an email?
Oh, yeah. I sent Mr. Skilling an email about last November. I just wanted to say hi, let him know I'm a big fan. And, you know, I'm just trying to see if I can get an autographed picture one of these days. Maybe one of these days I'm going to stop by and see if I can get that picture.
And you haven't heard from him yet.
I haven't heard from him yet, but Tom's a busy guy.
You will
I understand.
Now.
I understand.
I'm sure he's listening right now.
I'm a big fan of Tom.
If
I know he's
walks
a busy
through
guy.
That door, you owe me $100.
Ask him
you guys
to,
can't do that to me,
ask
man.
Ask him to fix this weather, too. It's driving me nuts.
It's not Tom's fault.
You know, Dave, that's all he's talked about since Wednesday. He's like, yo, Deacon. You think maybe Tom Skilling gonna come in, man? You maybe think that?
He said we're going to WGN Studios. You want to go? I was like, yeah, I'd like to go. Absolutely.
Well, we'll make sure he knows about
it. All right, Tom, I said hi. I'm a big fan.
We're gonna take a break for some spots, and we'll be back with some more music after this on WGN.
Across oceans and time, I traveled many lands. I brought so much joy with this guitar in my hand. But I can't get these blues off of my shoulder. They just won't let me be. Getting harder as I get older. I'm needing my room to breathe. 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 On the wrong side of town, I lost everything I own. But I can't get these blues off of my shoulder. They just won't let me be. It's getting harder as I get older. I needed my room to breathe. that's what I need, room to breathe.
Corey Dennison and the Corey Dennison Band, Nick Skilnick on bass. It's hard to pick a favorite song off your debut record there on Delmark, but that might be it. You know, I was telling Dan before the show, about a little over a year ago, Otis Clay sat right where you were sitting, you know, and when I hear this record, it's like a circle of life, you know, somebody exits and their memory is around and here's some new blood coming in and stuff. I think it's really tremendous the way we pick up on some of these sounds and stuff.
Thank you.
Tell us about that record. Carl, did Carl help influence that song?
I wrote that for Carl.
Yeah.
When you listen to it on the record, it's mainly about my achievements that I did with Carl. You know, I crossed oceans in time, traveled many lands, brought a lot of joy with the guitars in my hands. And when Carl let me go the first time, I left about 2 months after I left Carl's band. I went on this Caribbean Eastern Mediterranean tour on a cruise ship, and when he let me go, man, I was devastated because I spent a long time, you know, being his right hand man, and I didn't know what was going on. I was like so devastated because, you know, I ate, slept, and breathed Carl Weathersby. I loved being around him. I loved playing with him. He was so majestic and so influential, and you know, he was hilarious to talk to. And next thing I know, I never thought that I would ever see, you know, Europe ever again unless I was supporting another artist. It's not that I didn't believe in myself. I just didn't think that I had what it took or whatever. That's where the whole good enough thing comes
right.
in.
Uh-huh.
So one morning, I'm outside smoking on the bow of the ship, and I hear the thing on the loudspeaker. It says, "Ladies and gentlemen, if you're awake, in 5 minutes' time, we'll be passing the Rock of Gibraltar." And I was sitting there smoking, and I looked, and there was the Rock of Gibraltar, and I looked to my left, and there I seen Spain. And then I looked to my right, and it was still kind of dusky, you know, kind of dark, and there was Africa on the right, and it was lit up like a Christmas tree, man. I was like, and me and Carl had been to Africa with the guys, and I was like, I broke down. I was like, oh, my God, and I just started writing these words down. I crossed oceans in time, because every day from Miami to Barcelona, across the ocean, is an hour every day it goes up the clock. And let me tell you, it's brutal. And then, you know, across oceans in time, and we crossed oceans and traveled to different lands, and it's just my homage to him.
Well, thank you so much for coming in tonight and sharing the music with us. Give us the website.
You can check us out. You can check the schedule and the tour dates, and if we're going to be close to you, at www.coreydennisonband.com.
And you're at Kingston Mines on Monday.
Kingston Mines every Monday and Wednesday.
You look a little like Kerry Wood. It's fun to talk. fun to talk to you.
Well, thank you.
Kerry Wood has a gig on the station too. So thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Corey.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Nick. We'll get on that Tom Skilling thing for you.